Yeah, here he is. Let's ask the man. Did you get cranky often out there, Brett?
Yeah, I did. I was always a very up and down player.
Oh.
I always showed emotion.
Nothing wrong with that. What was the worst thing you did?
Oh man, I tell you what, the worst thing I ever did was I hit a tee mark at the 16th at the Vines, and it was a casino, a Burswood casino, dice that were on the tee. They had a hole in one prize, and I turned around and walked over to the left tee, and I went whack, and I thought it was plastic, and it was actually ceramic.
Oh, dear.
And I took the top of it off, right, the top corner of it, and didn't realise, and just stood there. And anyway, the next morning, reading the paper, and there I am on the back page of the Western Australian paper. The piece that I hit off the ceramic thing hit a lady in the face, right, and she had stitches in the side of her face. So I went to the golf course, the course, and went into the PGA, and I was so apologetic. I rang the lady and I apologized. She said, "Oh, that's okay." She had three stitches in her face, and I felt horrible. I didn't hit another tee marker, but I'd laid into a few over the time. Another one, tee marker with pineapple, the year after I won the Hawaiian Open, I was having a shocking round, and I went whack with the iron into the... I thought it was plastic again. It was actually a real pineapple painted in gold, and my head got caught in it. I was trying to reef it out, and it was in the end, my madness turned to laughter, and I couldn't get my iron out of this real pineapple. Anyway, my stories could go on.
Yeah. And what's the worst you've seen from someone else?
Woody Austin, the best, the classic. Playing with Woody Austin, American guy who, I don't know whether you remember it a few years ago, at the President's Cup, fell in the water, played a shot on the side of a bank and fell backwards into the water. But I played with him this day, and this guy is an absolute psycho. He's a mental case. He's walked off a green. He's just three-putted or four-putted, I can't remember, and he's having a shocking round. Anyway, he's got his putter, and he goes whack in the side of his head. And he's in front of me. He falls to the ground. He's knocked himself out. Right? And anyway, I'm looking at him and going, "You all right?" And he was, "Yeah, I'm okay. I think I just hit myself too hard." I mean, mate, you're a wally.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Nothing like a good golfing blow up.
Mate, let's talk about Rory McIlroy, mate. He's in a bit of strife.
Yeah, I mean, big news.
Injury-wise, yeah.
Waking up this morning here in Australia and playing... He was playing soccer on Sunday with his friends over in Ireland, and anyway, he didn't even kick the ball. He slipped over.
Oh dear!
And anyway, he's ruptured ligaments in his ankle, and he's only a 10% chance to defend his Open Championship crown at St Andrews next week, and more than likely he could miss quite some time. So terrible news in the world of golf. He's posted a picture there this morning. He's in a moon boot and on crutches. Mm. So just a week out from the Open. Not looking good.
Mm. The Greenbrier?
Yeah, what about that for a win from Danny Lee?
Yes.
I mean, this kid burst onto the scene as a 17-year-old. I remember him, he won the Lake Macquarie International, which was at Belmont Golf Club, one of our biggest amateur tournaments here in Australia, 17-year-old. And then the following year, he broke Tiger Woods' record for winning the US Amateur as the youngest. He was 18 years of age. And then following that in 2009, he went over to the Johnny Walker Classic in Perth as a young amateur in February, and he shot 17 under and beat a European Tour field over there to win that Johnny Walker Classic, and then he immediately turned pro. And you know, he's been a bit quiet. He's been, you know, he's been toiling here and there, and he won one tournament on the web.com, but it's really only been the past probably couple of months that he's really started to find a bit of form, and all of a sudden pops up and wins. Unbelievable win, a four-way playoff. It was a good finish to the tournament, actually.
Yeah, it was a hell of it. And how often we talk about a playoff on that Monday morning as well. Mate, it was good to see him win. Stephen Bowditch, he shot up the leaderboard. I think at one stage he jumped up 24 spots, but he's having a terrific season, isn't he?
Well, it's the first time in 5 years on the PGA Tour, US Tour, that Stephen Bowditch has actually made five cuts in a row since he's won at the Byron Nelson.
Really?
He's never done that before. And his last 20 rounds of golf... He's been 41 under par, and 16 of his 20 scores have been in the 60s.
Yeah, right.
Incredible turnaround form for Stephen Bowditch. I hope everybody backed him for top off at the Greenbrier last week. So I mentioned he's married his wife at some member there at the Greenbrier, the White Sox Springs course. He plays there quite a bit, so he's got a good record there. And he only finished three shots out of the playoff.
Yeah.
You know, played really well. A couple of 67s, a couple of 68s, finished minus 10, so it was very consistent golf from him. And he's playing the John Deere this week. Now, I don't expect him to do well at this golf course because it's a very tight track. But I expect him to do all right at St Andrews, where you can blow it a bit wide and get away with some shots. And the way he's putting at the moment, I wouldn't put it past him for a top 10 finish at St Andrews in a couple of weeks. Where I was Scott Arnold, young Cronulla boy, and Bowditch have made our contingent 15 now for St Andrews next week. So we've got a good, strong contingent at the Open Championship. Scotty Arnold went through final qualifying last week over there in England. So well done to him. And, you know, his dad's the pro at Cronulla Golf Club.
Mm.
So well done to him.
Mm. Very good. What else have you got, mate?
Oh, Tiger Woods.
Oh, Tiger, yeah. I mean, he had three rounds in the 60s.
Yeah, I was going to start off by saying, not often we talk about the world number 226.
No, I know.
Tiger Woods.
226.
But he looked pretty good last week. He made the cut, and I think we're all thinking he's going to miss the cut, but made the cut. Yeah, a few rounds in the 60s. He hasn't done that for a while. He'd actually shot more rounds in the 80s this year than he had in the 60s. But
yeah.
His driving accuracy percentage last week, where it was down around 40-odd percent in the first five events of the year, he took that up to 64%. He was swinging more within himself, and he looked a lot more in control. Maybe he's back, Tiger, and finding a little bit of form. It was good to see, but he's just not stringing enough tournaments together for mine. He's going to string some more tournaments together. Now, Matt Jones,
yes,
on the US Tour, his brother Brett, who is a club pro in New Jersey, he qualified for the PGA Championship at Whistling Straits next month, the final major of the year. So the Jones brothers will be teeing it up. How good is that?
Well, I think there's about 4,500 bunkers on that course. So
wait till you see it.
It's just probably a good one to miss, I reckon.
It's a good one to miss. It's an amazing track. And it was good to see Stuart Appleby back too. He's missed the last 4 months after surgery on a herniated disc, 9-time PGA Tour winner out there. He finished tied 36th. He's got 5 warm-up events on the web.com tour before he gets cracking into the PGA Tour again. Oliver Goss, best finish this year. We haven't heard a lot from Oliver Goss, but he finished tied 6th, top Aussie at the web.com tour, and it's his 14th start this season. He started the year off all right, but then he missed his 5 of his last 6 cuts. So good to see Oliver Goss. Maybe that might be the turning point for the young Western Australian. And that's about it, really. No other breaking news this week. Golf show tonight. Don't miss that. 7:30. Got a great story on some Aussie kids that'll be heading over to World Golf Championships in at Pinehurst in America, ages between 5 and 14. We've got a lovely story on that. Gowie's on the couch with me to chat all things golf tonight.
Well done, Bogues.
On drumandgolf.com. Don't forget all your specials there. Drumandgolf.com. Log on.
All right, mate. And State of Origin tomorrow night, who's winning?
Oh, come on. Please. You're asking a Goulburn boy who's going to win?
Exactly.
Who was there on the sidelines cheering the Blues in game number 2?
They'll miss you, mate. They'll miss you. Oh, are you blowing in?
Thanks very much to Lou Zivanovic for that offer, too. Lou gets a couple of tickets to the sideline every year for the 3 matches. So thanks very much to
He's
Lou.
A good man.
I could have flicked Aaron Woods in the back of the earlobes with Josh Jackson. It was good. I wanted to do it, but I thought, nah, I better not.
You're a good man. See you, Brett.
See you later, boys.
See
have
you,
a
mate.
Great golfing week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Drumandgolf.com.au.